Spoken Language 英语，
潘吉接力告诉你。
欢迎再次收听我们的节目。那今天呢，我和 Jason 代班主持，就要跟大家讲讲美国California 加州的文化啊，为什么会让 Jason 讲呢？因为 This is your home state.
Yes, I am from San Francisco.
啊，你是旧金山的啊。
Yep.
那中国人对旧金山很熟悉，因为那边有一个很大的 Chinese population, 对不对？
Yes, it's the largest Chinese population and the oldest in the United States.
嗯，所以你长大的时候，你是不是有时候也会去什么 Chinese restaurant, 去 Chinatown, 就对中国文化就是有一些接触？
It's a very close connection. Everyone in San Francisco eats Chinese food all the time. They all know how to use chopsticks.
Oh.
It's a very large part of the local culture.
所以你小时候就会用筷子、啊、
Of course, of course. From a very young age. Yeah, of course.
所以他到中国来至少用筷子是没有问题的啊。
No, of course not. No, no problem at all.
其实我们对于就这个 California 的印象，我觉得很多就是来自于可能 San Francisco 或者 LA。那总体上的感觉就是加州是一个好像很自由然后呢有那种什么嬉皮士的文化对吧然后充满着阳光 很 happy、
mm-hmm.
很有希望的一个地方、
mm-hmm.
是不是
It's nice weather all the time. In most places in California where there are big cities、mm. it doesn't get that cold、
mm.
So it's nice weather most of the year. And so people are sort of happy.
对然后其实美国其他的、states 其他地方的人对于加州也差不多是这种 impression, 对吗、
mm-hmm.
然后他们还会觉得你们是怎么很 liberal 的。
Yes, it's easily one of the most liberal places in the United States.
其实他们的想法是很自由的所以那个时候美国就什么 civil rights movement 啊民权运动然后现在这种什么 gay rights movement, 可能它都是在加州会有比较大的一个社会的支持社会的力量啊
Exactly.
那其实在加利福尼亚呢加州很大他们到了加州里面啊它还是有很多的不同的对不对、
mm-hmm. Very different places.
Jason 跟我说在加州最主要呢就是以 San Francisco 和 LA 为代表的这个North California 和 South California 有很大的区别。
Exactly. And in the United States and in California, usually we say NorCal for Northern California.
NorCal.
And we say SoCal.
SoCal.
For Southern California.
啊、北加州南加州。
So NorCal is San Francisco and Sacramento, the capital of California.
对对对。那个旧金山还有圣克拉门托对吧、
mm-hmm. 那 and SoCal is Los Angeles and San Diego.
啊、就这两个是比较有代表性的 SoCal 的城市。啊
mm-hmm.
那这个 NorCal 和 SoCal 当中他们是有这种 rivalry, 对吧是一种竞争的关系。
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
这两块地方的人会互相看不起吗 Like they hate each other, they look down on each other.
A little bit. It's a weird relationship. People in Northern California don't really like Southern California that much.
就是以你 San Francisco 为代表的这种北加州的人你们是有点瞧不起那种 SoCal 南加州的人的。
Yeah.
为什么他们有 LA, 有就是他们有 Hollywood,就是文化的象征你们为什么凭什么看不起他
Many people in San Francisco and in Northern California think that people in Southern California are a little shallow、or superficial
就是他们旧金山人觉得洛杉矶人是很肤浅的很 shallow, superficial
Yeah, exactly
因为那边主要是这个 entertainment industry、mm-hmm. 然后就是可能整个文化它是比较浮夸的就是说people all want to be in films, on TV, 然后好像你我听人家说 every restaurant you go, every waiter 是一个 struggling actor.
It's true, it's true, it's really true.
就是你在街上随便碰到一个人他就会跟你说哦我明天要去试镜或者我自己在写剧本然后就是这样就是因为这样的一个风气啊、哦、而且我看很多电视会觉得在 LA 就是Like, people really like to show off their flashy cars, 然后穿名牌开很贵的这种车子对不对
Yeah, there's a lot more of that. You have that in San Francisco too, but not in the same way.
对我觉得就是对于 财富大家的一种诠释和表达方法会不一样。因为去年 last year I went to San Francisco， 然后我去了 Palo Alto， 硅谷那边嘛， Silicon Valley， 那里的人也是就是很有钱很有钱，但是大家都是很 low profile， 很低调的，他可能就穿得很普通，穿个a pair of sneakers， 然后开一个什么 Toyota Prius，他不会去买一个 Maserati 这样的车。
Yeah, yeah, you don't see that very often。
对不对，在如果你在这个旧金山在硅谷你这样的话，你是会被人家看不起，就觉得你很 shallow，但在 LA 是不一样的，因为这个娱乐圈的人都是很浮夸的，他们就是说我一定要穿得很漂亮，开很好的车这样，南加州就是 LA 的人会看不起你们 North California 的人吗？
That's where it's weird. People in Southern California, people in SoCal or Los Angeles and San Diego actually like Northern California a lot.
You're just saying that because no. you're from NorCal.
No, it's true. If you, it's, I think because San Francisco is a city. Los Angeles sometimes doesn't feel like a city. It's very large and you drive everywhere. But in San Francisco, you can walk places and it feels like an old European city. So people in Southern California like that a lot. And people in Northern California go to Southern California and think, I have to drive everywhere. There are no buses. There are no trains. It's hard to get places. I think it's something like that.
反正他就觉得他们自己这个San Francisco 比人家 LA 优越，他觉得这城市也比较方便，比较漂亮，比较有文化。然后呢你说就是 LA 就是南加州的人，他对于北加州也是很向往这种 lifestyle， 也是觉得哎呀这是比较确实是比较有文化比较有历史积淀的一个城市啊。
But people in Southern California oftentimes think that San Francisco is too cold.
对，其实讲到加州的天气，它不是说 everyday 都是 sunshine， 然后什么四季如春，因为特别是像在 San Francisco， 它是很潮湿的，经常会下雨啊什么，对吧？
It rains a lot, and more than that, it's really foggy.
啊，就每天都雾蒙蒙的。
Yeah.
然后其实它一年不会太热，也不会太冷，但它总是那种湿湿冷冷、阴阴冷冷的。
Almost
对不对？
Every day of the year, it's right in the middle, not too hot, not too cold.
对，然后 LA 的天气就很不一样，就是真的是每天都是 sunshine、啊。
Every day, every day.、
好天气。那Jason， 最后我想问你的就是，其实加州在美国呢，它也是算非常大，而且很有实力、很 powerful 的一个州。And in many ways, it's leading. It has.Been leading the nation in terms of innovation, in terms of just ideas, cultural trends 这些。那其实，在加州，你们是一个怎么说呢？就是很 open, 很 diverse 的地方，对吧？给人的印象就是说，you pay high tax.
Yes.
就是你的这个个人所得税要交很高，但是 in return, maybe you get better public service, better public education.像因为在中国很有名的就是比如这个 UC 系的大学、University of California 什么 UC Berkeley 啊 UC Davis， 我听说就是如果你是加州的 resident 你去这些学校都是免费的吗？
No, it's not free, unfortunately. Before it was very cheap, it was not that expensive, but recently it's become much 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 more expensive.
因为没这些学校也没有钱了。
Yeah, exactly. Since 2008 when all of the problems started with the economy, the tuition has gone higher and higher and higher.
Tuition 就这个学费涨了很多。
Yeah.
所以就算你是一个 California resident,你现在也要付挺多的钱吗？
I think tuition, only tuition for 1 year is $15,000 to $20,000 a year.
哦、oh, ，就是如果你是加州，就算你是加州的一个居民的话，你去 UC 系的学校，一年学费也要付一两万美金。
Something like that, yeah, it's expensive.
那如果是其他州的 resident 要更贵。
It's, I think, about $40,000 a year.
那就和 private university 差不多了。
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
好吧，但至少这些学校还是很好的 ，so hopefully you're getting your money worth.
Yeah, exactly.
是吧？好，那谢谢 Jason 今天跟我们分享了他自己的 home state California Do you get homesick?
Yeah, sometimes. I miss the food.
还有你前面说 nature 是吧？因为这个 San Francisco 它是有很多的山，有很多的树，你可以去 hiking 啊。
Yeah, all the time, and there's trees and water and mountains and everything.
在上海都是 concrete, 都是 水泥啊什么的。
Yeah, it's pretty here too, though. It's pretty in different ways.
嗯，好吧，谢谢你给我们面子。Okay, thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you next week. 再见。
Bye-bye.